All the Red Devils and the Fighting Trojans meet at the Bay Beach to feel the motion of the
Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. We got to know Trapper Shep when he interned for Lake Effect in his freshman year at UWM. He stayed with us as an intern throughout his entire academic career, all the while writing songs and performing in ever more famous circles. In 2012, he released his debut album, Run Injun Run.
Another album followed in 2016, called Rangers and Valentines, and this spring saw the release of an EP, Bay Beach Amusement Park, a concept album based on Shep's love of the park in Green Bay.
Trapper and his brother and bandmate Tanner stopped by the studio recently to share some songs from the EP with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke. Here they are with the Zippin' Pippin'.
Trapper Shep, Tanner Shep, both of them in the studio with us. Welcome back to the show.
Here we are.
All right, so let's get the obvious question out of the way first. What possessed you to make a concept album about an amusement park in Green Bay?
Mitch, it's all an elaborate scheme just to get free tickets to the park. That's
but,
all it
but
is.
Tickets are free to the park anyway.
Admission is free. Tickets are 50 cents, which can get you almost any ride at the park. And as you might have heard on the Zippin' Pippin', it's a buck to ride it. And how much can you get in America for a dollar these days? Not a lot.
At the same time, there are other things you can do with your hard-earned 50 cents or a dollar. What was it that originally attracted you to? I mean, how old were you when you went to Bay Beach for the first time?
Well, I was only about 21 years old, and I grew up working with Tanner at the Pierce County Fair. So you'd sit outside of the fair and you had all the sounds of the carnival and the movement of the machinery and the kids yelling and screaming kind of going on in your head for 8 hours a day and while you kind of baked under the sun. So I don't know if this was some sort of strange effect of growing up just positioned outside of the amusement park for 8 hours a day or outside of the county fair, but I've always had these sounds in my head. And so when I went to Bay Beach for the first time, it kind of felt like, you know, I'd finally entered the park and kind of grown up in a way.
Well, for people who haven't been to Bay Beach, this is not an amusement park on the scale of a Six Flags or a Disney World.
And that's what makes it so cool. I mean, it's not pretending to be anything it isn't, and it has this small-town charm to it. When you go to the park, you see all different kinds of people because it's so affordable, and, you know, it's right on the water. It's the perfect summer getaway.
All right, so all of this might be a given, but when did this all translate into making music?
Yeah, so... Well, so the first time I went to Bay Beach, I rode the Zippin' Pippin' because the Elvis connection, and for those who don't know, 8 days before Elvis Presley died, he rented Liberty Land, which was the former home of the Zippin' Pippin' in Memphis. And he rented Liberty Land from, I think it was 2 a.m. to 7 a.m., and entertained his group of guests that he brought along to the park, and he was decked out in the full Elvis attire. And he was eating those peanut butter and banana sandwiches he loved so much, and rode the Zippin' Pippin' all night, which I'm sure was just...
With all those peanut butter and banana sandwiches, it's an interesting thought. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, with that connection, I rode the Zippin' Pippin', and I had that adrenaline rush that I hadn't had since, you know, I was a kid. You know, you kind of forget about amusement parks until one looks you straight in the eye. And so I rode it repeatedly over and over, and with each kind of pass, more lyrics came to me, and I set the song to that clickety-clack rhythm of that roller coaster. And it's kind of, in a way, how rock and roll music sounds. It has that backbeat to it.
Well, and it's interesting you talk about the adrenaline. This is not the biggest roller coaster in the world. It's far from the biggest roller coaster in the world, but it's a good reminder that, you know, the adrenaline doesn't just come from height and speed, but from the whole experience.
The whole experience, yeah. The experience of you don't know if this is going to crash or not.
Right, it's a wooden roller coaster.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest wooden roller coasters in America, and riding that thing, you do have this sense of what's going to happen, which, you know, you go to Six Flags and they strap you in like you're flying to the moon or something. But on at Bay Beach, you know, you feel like, I don't want to talk out of turn, but you feel like something could go wrong.
I feel like I almost don't want to tell this story, but my daughter rode the Zippin' Pippin' with my wife, and they got to the end of it, and my daughter realized that her harness had come undone and decided that she wasn't going to ride it again.
But yeah, it's just it's a thrill being at an amusement park, and the impetus for the whole project was, you know, riding the Zippin' Pippin' for the first time and then walking around the amusement park and thinking, well, this could be a song or that could be a song. So, yeah, after the Zippin' Pippin' and playing it for a couple of years, with each summer I'd go back to the park and basically write a new song in my head while I was at the park and kind of just go home with another song. So it was pretty good deal. Go to the park, get a song.
50 cents.
Yeah.
It's interesting because one of the things that makes Bay Beach kind of stand out is that it's sort of frozen in time in that way. Or timeless is maybe the better way to put it. And the styles of music that are represented on this album kind of feel like that too.
Definitely. Bay Beach has been around for 125 years, and I just got off the phone with a fella named Doug McGee, who's in the Friends of Bay Beach group, and you know, we were chatting about the park, and I asked him, how long have you been going to Bay Beach? And he said, since 1946. I thought, wow, got some time on me. But yeah, I wanted to capture that old school flavor without necessarily trying to catch that same lightning in a bottle that's on those early rhythm and blues, Elvis, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly records, but just keep it in mind that we want to go down that path.
Well, right. The idea is not to sound like you're ripping them off, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a nod, I guess.
So I feel like at this point, we probably ought to hear another song from this album. What are you going to play?
We're going to do Bumper Cars, which was one of the last songs that I wrote for the album. And I wrote it in the midst of the last election, when we had all these different ideas and personalities and thoughts kind of just running into each other. And I thought it was kind of a perfect way to bring everybody on in one conversation, being in kind of the bumper cars.
The bumper car is a metaphor for the state of discourse in this country.
Exactly. Yeah, you said it much better than I could have. But yeah, we have all these different pop culture rivalries going at it in this song here. So it's called Bumper Cars. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ba 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 bumper cars. It don't matter who you are. Choose any car. Red, white, or blue, and you can choose who to hit, not who hits you. David and Goliath, the pimp and the priest, Hector and Achilles, Beauty and the Beast, Ollie and Frasier, Hamilton Burr, Cat and the Mouse, Batman, Joker, Jobs and Gates, Joan of Arc and the Brits. Down here everybody's gonna get hit. Ba 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 bumper cars. It don't matter who you are. Choose any car, red, white, or blue, and you can choose who to hit, not who hits you. Jerry and Newman, Palmer and Jack, Alvy, Annie Hall, the Vikings and the Pack, the people and OJ, Potter and Malfoy, the Jedi and Sith, the Hatfields, McCoys, love and lust, the left and the right, all going at it on this Fortnite. Ba 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 bumper cars. It don't matter who you are. Choose any car, red, white, or blue, and you can choose who to hit, not who hits you. I got you bad, now I'm on the run. You want that sweet redemption. She came up from behind. I'll admit I was blind. Ba 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 bumper cars. It don't matter who you are. So come mothers, daughters, fathers, sons, you'll feel a lot better after you're done.
Bumper Cars, Trapper Shep off Bay Beach Amusement Park. Great song.
Yeah, if that was the synopsis of the album, you'll feel a lot better after you're done. Sort of cheaper than therapy, running cars into each other.
I have to say that that's probably the only song in the pop music canon that references Alvy and Annie Hall.
That's probably true. So if Woody Allen's listening, you know.
Well, and as we found out before the interview, Woody Allen is currently working on a movie about amusement park.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And making bad jazz records, I'm sure.
Yeah. The Annie Hall, how I got that line was, you know, Annie Hall's obviously one of my favorite movies, but he grew up by an amusement park. And so there's that great shot of him, I think, at his kitchen table eating cereal as a boy. And the whole room is just like shaking like crazy. But yeah, there's a great shot of him in that movie in the bumper cars.
And if I remember, Annie Hall's from Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah,
it all comes full circle.
Bumper cars. It's all about equality and everyone can play the game. And we're all in this together, as cliche as that sounds. We're all kind of going at it on one night.
A lot of traffic.
Traffic.
Navigating through a pretty complicated world.
Yes.
Just a lot of construction, Mitch.
Let's add a few more metaphors here. You mentioned talking with the guy from the Friends of Bay Beach. We haven't really mentioned this. Bay Beach is actually a public park.
It is, and that, like the Green Bay Packers, it's publicly owned, and that was a big attraction to it for me as well. I'm the son of a park ranger, and I gravitate towards public spaces that everyone can be a part of. I think it's a really special part of America, you know, that we have these public facilities that we can all go to and be a part of. I was at Bay Beach this winter taking some photographs, and I couldn't believe in the middle of winter there were people snowshoeing, hiking, walking around this park. You know, it just has this draw that's so strange and fun.
Well, and there's a certain accessibility to the place that doesn't exist with Six Flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it hasn't always been like that. When Bay Beach was first came about, it was a really swampy area, and so they actually had to take a ferry in for people to ride the rides at the park. And one of the first rides in the park was sort of this, it's like a log chute ride where you'd actually fly down this path and you'd go into the water. But we've come so far in our amusement parks, yet, you know, have stayed the same. And that's what's cool about Bay Beach is it's a throwback. And that was a big part of the attraction for me.
We can't let the opportunity go without referencing, I mean, you're here, you're wearing a shirt that says, "The Scat is Where It's At," which is, in fact, the refrain from one of the songs on this album about
yes,
the Scat.
Yes, and I have these two tickets to the Green Bay Recreation Department Bay Beach Park here attached to the end of my guitar as well. And we're playing Bay Beach August 8th, so this is all, you know, just an attempt at being as meta as possible in 2017 here.
Well, and again, you mentioned the gentleman from the Friends of Bay Beach. What do the people at the amusement park itself think, or what did they say when they found out here's a guy who's making an album about the park?
Yeah, Jason Arnaldi, the director, when I first brought it up to him, he said, "You're going to do what?" And I kind of kept at the demos, and I'd sent it to them, and it was on their radar from the get-go. But as the project kind of progressed, people at the park got a little bit more involved. And, you know, I just got a call from Jason yesterday saying, "We're out of CDs at the park." You know, they have the CDs in the gift shop. So meta. They have the CDs, and I think people are just so thrilled that there's music to accompany this institution.
It's a little bit of pressure, though, I would have to think, like making sure that you're doing justice to this place that you love.
Yeah, you know, the album it's specific, but it's universal in its inspiration. So, you know, the songs about bumper cars, for instance, we've all ridden the bumper cars, the Ferris wheel, the Tilt-A-Whirl, they're all very familiar to people, even if they haven't been to Bay Beach. So Bay Beach was sort of the lens I was looking through, if you will, and was trying to keep it open so people all around the world could understand what I was going for.
Well, so you've got the album for sale at the Bay Beach gift shop. I mean, do you feel kind of in a way, are you sort of an unofficial ambassador to this park now?
That is what has been discussed, yeah. I just got back from playing about 30 shows all over America, talking about this album, playing the songs for people. And the really great thing about it has been, after the show, people coming up to me with their amusement park story, or you got to go to this amusement park. And we went to Cedar Point in Ohio, which is the roller coaster capital of the world. But, you know, that was our one off day on the tour, and we spent it, you know, running around Cedar Point. But that was all because someone came up to me at a show and said, you know, go to Cedar Point. So, yeah, it's an honor. It really is, in a way, to be associated with the park.
So you were talking about, at the start of this interview, the Zippin' Pippin' and how you wrote it over and over and over again. Tilt-A-Whirl features a character who's riding the Tilt-A-Whirl over and over again because he wants to be near the Tilt-A-Whirl operator. This brings us to the most obvious of the songs that involves riding something over and over again, which is Ferris Wheel, which I think is what you're going to play us out with.
Yeah, Ferris Wheel is the story of these two brothers who come to the amusement park with their family, and they board the Ferris wheel, and they get to the very top, and they say in unison, "We wish this never ends." And it sort of ignites the Ferris wheel. It makes it take on this supernatural energy where it never stops, and wherein all of these wild scenes happen, which you can see in the album art, of the family that moves their trailer into the amusement park to be with their family. It's all about this dysfunctional family and what they do when their sons get stuck forever on a Ferris wheel. So,
well, before you play it, let me just say the great thing about this album is it lets us relive the experience of Bay Beach over and over again.
Yes, thank you so much, Mitch. Thank you for your enthusiasm and interest in the album. It's pretty weird.
Well, job well done.
Thank you. All right, this is Ferris Wheel.
One, two.
Trapper and Tanner Shep perform some tunes from their new EP, Bay Beach Amusement Park. They'll be performing in Green Bay tonight at the very park the album is named after. They'll play at TOSA tonight on August 30th, and you can find more information at WUWM.com.
Let me tell you the story of two young brothers who came on a sunny day. They kiss their mama and papa and ripped two tickets, boarded the Beast of the Bay.